Today we start off with the Marshfield FFA. We have Tim Hagg here along with three of the members of the Marshfield FFA, and so we'll lead off with Lauren Cook.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about your SAE and what you're involved with.
I am involved with showing dairy at our local fair, and I usually show too.
And next up we've got Raina Simone.
Yes, I am involved with dairy as well, and I also show at the county level fair, and I also go to the state fairs.
Here you are. All right, Jared Amig with us also, and Jared is a rather non-traditional FFA member, the new breed of FFA, really.
I'm more into the environmental side of things. I'm into the wildlife and forestry, particularly. I've mostly participated in competitions and such things relating to those, and one of my biggest regrets, actually, since I'm a senior this year, is not joining FFA sooner, because really it was Mr. Hegg that kind of got me interested in the first place.
Getting back to Lauren, talk a bit about some of the things the chapter does.
One of the things that we do is adopt a highway. We adopted Highway 10, and we get a group of students, and we pick up trash in the ditches and along the highway, and it's a really good way to keep the environment clean. And we also do petting zoos. We do 3 to 5 a year, mainly in the summer. We do it at Hewitt, and then we do one at the dairy breakfast. That's our biggest. And the kids really love those.
Which is kind of important, because even though we're in a relatively rural community, most of these children and students are not exposed to animals on a daily basis.
You know, the kids don't know, not our kids, but the kids that come to the petting zoo, they don't know how to handle an animal, how to approach them, where to come from, just things like that that a farm kid would know and not have any concerns with.
What kind of questions do you run into in the dairy barns, in the barns at State Fair?
Well, we get all kinds of questions like, where does the milk go once it comes from the cow? Or probably the weirdest question I've ever gotten was, where do the cows go when they're sick or dying? And I'd have to explain to them that it doesn't always go to human consumption. It would go to either a processing plant for like dog food or other places that take that kind of stuff. And they understood that, and they were really intrigued by what I was telling them.
This all has to do really with leadership. Talk a bit about some of the leadership activities that FFA presents, and that specifically the Marshfield chapter presents.
Well, FFA is actually really about leadership and building your skills. So, of course, we have to have something in there to tie in. And a lot of those is like to build up your personality and really outshine like out of your boundaries on what you can do. And in order to do that, we have to have many activities available to the members.
Tim, what happens? I mean, you think about a person like Lauren, and you know, I'm sure that it has to be great to watch those members come up through the ranks.
That's the best. I mean, it really is. Like Jared was mentioning before, being in a wildlife management class, first time he was in an ag class at that point, and then seeing him develop and now get into some of the competitions that he has, and seeing Lauren in middle school starting out as a quiet seventh grader, and now doing radio programs with her, and it's the coolest thing.
Very good. Tim, talk a bit about some of the other things that the chapter is involved with on a regular basis.
Well, one of the big things is I think about stuff the kids have talked about. One of them that we haven't was Food for America. Our Food for America program is really, really quite strong. We educate, it's around 500 kids that we end up running through that program every year. And mostly fourth graders, but some, I think it's third and fourth graders from Pittsville and Auburndale that we get to come in addition to Marshfield School District. So we got the entire school district of Marshfield's fourth graders, and then we also get Pittsville and Auburndale coming in for that as well. And we teach them about not just the farm, but we it's a day out on the farm. Show them basically how a farm works, and go through everything, nuts and bolts, all the way from beginning to end on how their food is made, basically. And then also, we've added some other pieces to that puzzle over the years. Being that the ag program has changed and the kind of kids that we're working with have changed, we've added in parts, an environmental station that we have. We've got a soil station, a station on duck hunting we did last year, forestry, and let's see, we have another one over there too. Trapping that we did. And so we have these different stations, not just all ag stuff, but then we've added a llama one because we got a lot of people around Marshfield that are into llamas. And so we added that over the last couple of years.
Jared, I guess you had commented that you wish you would have joined earlier. So if you are given the opportunity now to talk to a seventh grader, sell them on the program.
FFA is more than just farming, as far as I'm concerned. It's everything to do with agriculture and environmental stuff as well. It's got everything you want. It's got good people, good friends. It's just a great organization, great thing to be a part of in high school. Get in early, something I would say. And just get involved. Do a lot of, like Lauren was saying, there's so many opportunities of things you can do. Not only meetings, but volunteering as well. It's just a great organization.
Raina?
I would tell them about the different opportunities, like the speaking contest. You can learn how to speak better, and there's another contest in the speaking called job interviews. You meet so many new people, and it's really just a really good tight-knit club that you can meet people and learn a lot about agriculture and other things besides agriculture and the world around us, really.
And get some new friends out of the deal as well. And Lauren, how about you?
FFA was mainly where I started making a lot of my friends, because middle school is always that awkward transitional year where you don't really know what you're going to be, who you're going to be. And FFA can really help you stand out with that if you don't know what you're going to do. You might find the career that you want. I know I found out that I want to be a vet or a vet tech. Doesn't matter, because FFA does help you through it, and it helps you become who you want to be.
Tim, I know you wanted to touch on also a great resource that the FFA enjoys, and that's the FFA alumni.
Yeah. Our FFA alumni here in Marshfield has been just phenomenal. They fundraise for us like crazy, and they donate around $13,000 a year back to our ag program. You know, they sponsor trips that we go on. They help with judging contests. They help train teams. They're our resource to help us get things done in our program. And so it's really cool because we've got a strong alumni here. We ask them, when we need something for our program, we ask, and they rarely say no. I mean, they figure out a way to get it done.
Very well. Well, thanks for being here, and it was a pleasure, and best of luck on your year, and continued success with the Marshfield FFA.